How is it that we can look back at the past with fondness when there were very difficult or challenging times? What can we learn from that, and how can we bring it into our present to help with our day-to-day problems? This is how legends are made. Hi there, guys. I hope you're well, wherever you are. Hope you have a great day. My musings of the day, my thoughts, actually have been kind of like in my mind for a little bit, but I've just been thinking about it today specifically. And it's just really an oddity or a curiosity that I wanted to share, or an observation that I find an interesting one. I was thinking it's an interesting way that we kind of process our histories and our past, and how we can not forget what had happened that was difficult, but we kind of just don't seem to give it the intensity that we used to. And the best way of describing this, it's kind of the one that I find probably the most useful, but don't shoot me down for it just yet. It's actually relating to how we deal with childbirth or having children. Now, again, this doesn't apply to everyone, but often the case is that obviously childbirth can be great, very smooth and no problem at all, very effortless. For the majority, it can be quite challenging for one reason or another in a variety of different ways. And it can be, however you want to define the word, traumatic, either in a mild sense or a big sense, and what may have happened. But what I find interesting is that after a period of time has gone by, often we're kind of thinking, oh, we'd like to have another child, and you're thinking about how that process is. And it's amazing how we kind of like look back and forget how challenging part of it was, and how actually the idea of having another child could be really appealing to some people, and how that's a good idea. But the point being, it's amazing how we foreground the good stuff and we kind of just put to one side the difficult memory, or the ones that were more challenging at the time. And I think that's just an interesting, curious thing to think about, how we can get to that spot eventually. And I think it was Tony Robbins who says that, well, if we can get there eventually, why can't we just do it now? What do we have to do to kind of like leapfrog all of that and say, well, if I know I'm going to feel that eventually, what do I have to believe to get to that point today? And maybe I could leave this with you as an invitation to think about things that you're finding challenging or a struggle now, and that you believe that at some point you'll be able to kind of move on from, I'm not sure get over is the right word, but to move on from. Think about how you'll be when you are over it. What will you do? What will you say? How will you see it? And can you bring any of that future you into the present to help you maybe get through the situation quicker, with less frustration or less difficulty? So circuitous route, as ever, with my thoughts, but I think there's something to consider. If we are experiencing a difficulty or a challenge of some form, that if we know that at some point we'll look back and accept it with neutrality, with less emotion, well, maybe think, who would that person be in the future? What would they have to think about and see to look back to now and say it's okay, or take the benefits from it? And maybe start that change today rather than waiting for that point in the future. Maybe it'll begin quicker for you. Sometimes we can feel a bit like tunnel vision on a problem. Taking ourselves into the future of how we'd like to be and then looking back on ourselves can be a great way to release some of those blockages, limiting beliefs, and create some solutions which, you know, haven't felt very obvious before. So that's my musings for the day. I hope you could try it out. And if you have enjoyed it, then please give it a like, thumbs up, drop me a comment, subscribe, wherever you are finding this content, hit me up, would love to hear from you. But other than that, I shall leave you, and I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are. This is how legends are made.